And Reverend Jim was talking about Psalm 23. He's prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies, and there's no enemies in heaven. So it has to be here. Now, we're his family, and he's taken care of us, and he's laid a table before us. Now, on this table, I want you to imagine a big banquet table, is everything you'd ever need. There's clothes, and there's food, and there's shelter, but there's also salvation and healing and wholeness. Whatever you need is on that table. Now, if you go to a banquet and you sit there with your hands in your lap, what's going to happen? If you don't ever reach for your fork and your knife and the food, you're not going to get anything, are you? That's where your faith comes in. When we're receiving from God, we take our faith, because each man has been given the measure of faith. Remember that? We have to use our faith and reach on the table and say, thank you, Lord, for my salvation. That's how we got saved, didn't it? Then you reach over there and say, thank you, Lord, for my healing. And you claim that as your own, too. Whatever you need, God has got that provided for you, because he loves you so very much. Now, remember my story about Naomi and Ruth? What if Naomi had blamed God and said, God, it's all your fault I'm in this place. You know, this strange country. I'm a stranger in a strange land. And now I don't have my family with me. Well, she would have died in that state, feeling sorry for herself. So we need to look to God as our Heavenly Father and our provider and say, thank you for providing for me, Lord. And Reverend Jim was talking about the house built on the sand and the house built on the rock. Well, if you notice, they were both built side by side, but one was on a good, solid foundation. That's Jesus, our foundation. And the other was built on sand. The storm was the very same storm. The same thing happened to both those houses. But the one that had not prepared for it, the one on the sand, fell. But the prepared house, and that's what you want to be, a prepared house, you will stand every time when the storms of life come against you. And our God is our Heavenly Father, and he loves us so much. I wanted to read to you Romans 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. Now notice, this is saying that fear is a spirit. So if you ever feel afraid, you have a right to bind it up and cast it out of your life. So you don't need to feel afraid, because we did not receive that spirit of fear. But you received the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. That's the same as calling him Daddy. So we can call out to our Heavenly Father and call him Daddy. In verse 16, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Now, what's an heir? An heir is somebody that inherits something after we die, isn't it? Okay, so this is saying that we are heirs. So if we're children, we're heirs of God. And joint heirs with Christ. Just think about that. We're joint heirs with Jesus Christ himself. So that means that we're as valuable to God as Jesus is. So we are joint heirs with him. And if indeed we suffer with him, and now that suffering is persecution. Have you ever been called names because you're a Christian? I know I have. I was called a zealot once, and I started to get offended. I thought, no, that could be a good thing. And so I told the person, thank you, that called me a zealot. Made them so mad. I thought that was kind of funny. But that is the suffering we do with him is persecution because we're Christians. But if we suffer with him through the persecution, that we may also be glorified together. So we're going to be glorified with Jesus. So we don't have to worry about people making fun of us, do we? Because we belong to Most High King, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he's our Daddy. And he loves us so much. So our next song is How Great Thou Art. And I just love this song. And because God is good and greatly to be praised. And if you'll flip it over, I have copied Psalm 8, verses 3 through 6 for you. And God is so big that he made the heavens and he made the earth. But yet, this is the mystery. He's so small he can live inside of us too. Isn't that amazing? That just kind of boggles my mind. But that is a great mystery, that he's in us and he's on us, and yet he's as big as the heavens are too. And that is the mystery. So if you will read with me, Psalm 8, verse 3 says, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained." So see, God made all that stuff. And he did it with his word. Genesis 1:1 says that God said, and it was. He called light, and he said, "Light be," and it was. So he established all the things that we see with his word. That's why it's so important that we know his word. Then verse 4, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?" And now I've asked that myself many, many times. It's like sometimes I feel so insignificant. It's like Reverend Jim was saying, that are you listening to the devil, and the devil's over here telling you that you're no good? Well, you don't listen to that voice, because God's going to build you up. That's how you know the difference, whether it's the devil or God, because God's going to say, you are worthy. You are my child, and I love you, and I sent Jesus to die for you. So if you're hearing the voice saying, I'm no good, I'm unworthy, you know, there's something wrong with me, that's the devil. So you don't have to listen to him, okay? But the fact that God loves us, that just is amazing to me. But we are made in his image. And, of course, children, and because of inheritance, they're kind of made in our image too, right? Do you look like your mom or your daddy? People just ask the children, and things like that. Yeah, well, because you have that attachment to him, you want to take care of him, don't you? Well, God feels the same way about us, and even more so. He gave us that natural feeling toward our children because he feels that way too. So verse 4 says, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou dost visitest him?" Just think, he wants to visit with you. And how do we visit with God? Through prayer, like Reverend Jim was saying. Through prayer. That's how we visit with God. And also reading his word. Verse 5, "For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels." Now this word originally in Hebrew was Elohim. That's another name for God Almighty. And the translators did not translate it to say that we're made a little lower than God, because they were scared of good old King James, that they might be beheaded. So they translated it on the safe side and said angels. But when you go back to the original text, we're made a little lower than God himself. And then if that wasn't enough, he has crowned him with glory and honor. You know why? God has glory and honor on him and in him, and he wanted it on us. And all we have to do is accept that off of that table. There's glory and honor on that table for us. But we have to receive it through faith. Then verse 6, "Thou hast made him to have dominion over all the works of thy hands." So God put Adam and Eve in the garden and told them to have dominion. Y'all remember that? Well, you know what? We're to have dominion over the earth as well. And when things go bad, it's not because God did it. Is because somebody along the line, a man or a woman, did not declare their dominion over that situation and take control of it. As sons and daughters of God, we have the God-given right to do that and say, no, it stops now. And we can do that with our words and through prayer. Say, no, this situation is changing, and it's changing now in Jesus' name. And then you just pray out what you need. So thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. So all things are under our feet because God gave that to us. And sometimes we lose sight that we were the ones that are supposed to declare our dominion, especially if we're listening to the devil. But we're not supposed to listen to him, are we? Listen to your heavenly Father. He's going to speak good things to you, encouragement to you, love to you, peace, joy. That's what God speaks to his children. So if you'll flip your pages back over again, and if you will sing with me, "How Great Thou Art." And God is just waiting for us to take off that table what we need. He's got everything provided, but we have to claim it through faith. So whatever you need, just take out and grab it and say, that's mine. And just keep it for yourself, okay?